Blog Talk Radio.
Believe everything the mainstream media tells you? We don't. We cover what mainstream doesn't. Welcome to Beyond the Mainstream with Donnie C, Texas Bob, and Cinnamon. Tin hat not required. Call us with your...
Okay, that wasn't coming through very well.
324-3752.
Let's see if you...
Okay, now you're not coming through very well.
Hang on.
Where
okay,
Bob,
that was good.
Oh, darling, little darling, where is Bob?
Did you hear that?
Yep. And you
Did
sound
you
fine.
Hear it? Well, I wasn't even on the microphone, really. I was way off. So you heard that.
We'll be right back after a few minor adjustments. Tinfoil can be a little bit scratchy.
You heard
okay,
that.
Okay, I can hear that. Yep.
Okay, well, let's get off. And
Did you want to try and play something again and see if that comes through?
Well, yeah, I can play something on Firefox and see if it comes through. I'll let you hear a little bit more of this. Let me know if you hear it. Just holler.
Arrested. It was a pretty big news story. You may have seen it.
Yep.
Just before 9 p.m. that night, as part of its coverage, Fox News ran two live video feeds next to one another. On the right, Donald Trump...
There's one chord change mistake, almost all beginning to intermediate...
Those commercials.
Mistake. And if you've ever...
Unfortunately, our MAGA Republicans in Congress are trying to undo all the progress we've made. They made clear that they'd rather threaten the default of the U.S. economy than cut or get rid of, for example, $30 billion in taxpayer subsidies to oil companies who made $200 billion last year. Imagine seeing all this happen, the wildfires, storms, floods, and doing nothing about it. Imagine turning your back on all those moms and dads living in town poisoned by pollution.
If it's got such a winning message, why the constant attacks on the other side? Let's bring in Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna joining us now. Good to see you, Congresswoman. I find it fascinating that that Joe Biden saying the MAGA Republicans are trying to undo all the progress that we've made. I'm like, yeah, you know what they are. They're trying to undo the progress of your open borders. They're trying to undo the progress of your massive spending, trying to undo the progress of your massive Green New Deal that's killing the American economy. What say you?
I mean, it's very interesting for him to say the Make America Great Again Republicans are the ones to blame when we've been really sounding the alarms at what's been happening with this administration, their frivolous spending. And also, too, I'd like to remind the viewers that it was Democrats in the Senate and the House.
And refer him to the Ethics Committee, which apparently he will counsel, as some Republican senators have called for. Will he do that? Highly unlikely. Breaking tonight, you and your Republican colleagues have agreed to censor Adam Schiff and refer him to the Ethics Committee, which apparently he is very proud of. Listen to this.
It's a badge of honor when you take on the MAGA crowd. They clearly think I'm effective in holding the former president accountable. But it's a terrible misuse of House resources. This is their effort to intimidate people that stand up to Donald Trump and to ratify the former president.
What an idiot.
Congresswoman.
What a...
Adam Schiff seems to think that he has a position of importance. He definitely shows to me that he's a complete narcissist and totally delusional in what he did to the American people. But nonetheless, it's not just MAGA Republicans, as he likes to say. It's the entire Republican conference. We came to terms and negotiations in the language that will censure and refer him to an ethics investigation because of the fact that he knowingly used his position as the chairman of House Intelligence to lie to the American people, to lie to his fellow colleagues, and also to violated the rights, the civil liberties of individuals like Carter Page. So he will be held accountable. And it brings me joy to see that he thinks that, you know, even just yesterday that he got off the hook with it because he was singing a different tone and he was very uncomfortable when I saw him in the hallways of Congress to let him know that he would be censured next week.
Yeah, he's saying he's being censured because he's effective. He's being censured because he's an effective liar, and good for you for leading the charge on that, Congresswoman. And thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank
you. We appreciate
you.
It.
Wasn't he the one that said, I've seen the evidence and I know what he's done?
Exactly.
and no evidence showed up.
But they didn't censor him at all. Let's see what the I haven't even.
Madam Speaker, I call up the resolution previously noticed.
The clerk will report the resolution.
He narrowly avoids censor.
Whereas the allegation that President Donald Trump colluded with Russia to steal the 2016 presidential election has been revealed as false by numerous in-depth investigations, including the recent report by Special Counsel John Durham, which documents how the conspiracy theory was invented, funded, and spread by President Trump's political rivals. Whereas Representative Adam Schiff, who served as ranking minority member and then chairman of the Permit Select Committee on Intelligence of the House of Representatives, HPSCI, occupied positions of extreme trust, affording him access to sensitive intelligence unavailable to most members of Congress. Whereas for years, Representative Schiff abused this trust by citing evidence of collusion that, as is clear from reports by Special Counsel Robert Mueller, Department of Justice, Inspector General Michael Horowitz, and Special Counsel Durham, does not exist. Whereas by repeatedly telling these falsehoods, Representative Schiff purposely deceived his committee, Congress, and the American people. Whereas Representative Schiff lent credibility to the Steele dossier, collection of debunked collusion accusations funded by President Trump's political rivals, by reading false Steele allegations into the congressional record at an HPSCI hearing on March 20, 2017. Whereas upon abusing his privileged access to classified information, Representative Schiff composed a false memo justifying the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, warrant application on Trump associate Carter Page, which Inspector General Horowitz later found was riddled with 17 major mistakes and omissions, provoking FISA court presiding judge Rosemary Collier to state unequivocally that the Federal Bureau of Investigation misled the FISC, whereas by publicly smearing Carter Page as a Russian collaborator and justifying spurious investigations of him, Representative Schiff contributed to the gross violation of a United States citizen's civil liberties, thereby committing the very abuses HPSCI is tasked with identifying and thwarting.
All right. Let's get to the vote.
Abuses moves to lay the resolution on the table.
The question is on the motion offered by the gentlewoman from Massachusetts. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those in favor say no.
No.
Sorry. Those opposed say no.
No.
In the opinion of the chair, the nays have it.
What? Madam Speaker,
yes, the gentlewoman from Massachusetts.
I request to call the yeas and nays.
The yeas and nays are requested. Those favoring a vote by the yeas and nays will rise. And a sufficient number having risen, the yeas and nays are ordered. Members will record their votes by electronic device. This will be a 5-minute vote.
All right, hang on. Let's get to the meat and the potatoes here. Damn, 8 fucking Republicans voted yay. I'll be damn. Nine.
How is it worded?
Well, if you vote it yay, you want it. You don't want it, rather. You vote it nay, you want it. And it's 171.
Oh, okay.
It's 180 to 133. If the Republicans would stay together, they would censor this motherfucker. 190 to 142 now.
Well, I don't want to censor anybody that, you know, turn around and come back and bite them in the ass.
Oh, yeah. They don't want to be held accountable.
Yeah. But what if I start running my mouth like an asshole?
Yeah. That's right. Oh, one Democrat. Well, he took it off the board. Never mind. Oh, shit. Well, let me see what the hell the final is. Instead of fucking around here. It says narrowly avoids, and so far it isn't even close. No. Okay.
Life can change in an instant. Imagine being stranded in pitch black.
Okay, right now it's 213 to 174 with 37 to vote on Republican side and 9 on the Democrat side. So I figure it'd be 221 on the Democrat side, and God knows how many on our. It would be close if all 34 voted nay, and he would wear that like a badge of honor. Bullshit. No way do you want to be censured. Just doesn't look good. Especially when he wants to run for Senate and take Feinstein's seat.
I was going to say, once he's censured, doesn't that mean you lose all your committee assignments?
Well, that'd be up to Pelosi. No, not Pelosi. Who's what? I can't remember the new guy's name. 1 minute left in the vote. 217 to 181 with 20 yays for the Republicans so far. And we'll get to 200, I think. No, maybe not. Now it's 14 yays. Come on. The vote's already fucking over. I mean, there's no way Republicans can pull this out now. It'd be 206 to 1 or 220 so far. That's my final guess is 220, 180, 206. That's my guess. And so far it's 189, 222 already lost. Shit. I didn't think any other Republican would vote yay. Since it's over with, you think they would vote nay. Now, hell, it keeps going up. And one Republican voted present, and 5 Democrats voted present.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Nah, this fucker ain't close. Fuck it. Why am I even watching this shit? All right. I'm going to shut it down. And get
okay.
Off of book talk and let me, that's the wrong thing. So we can play them. See, I saved this. I just saved this just to see where in the hell it would be. And I can't find it. That's the bad thing about Firefox. I cannot find it that I just saved. I don't know how to save it. I mean, I save it.
You just don't know where it goes.
It's supposed to go right here. I've got Alex was right about the frogs and shit. And Robert F. Kennedy. I don't know. I can't see where it is.
You want me to come look?
Well, no. It should be right at the end like it is on Chrome, but it isn't. It's just isn't. Fuck. Try it again. Blog. Let's see. Boom. Nope. I don't know where the hell it is. It's a bunch. That's the only. I just don't like this for that reason. Where else? And I don't know how to delete any of it, too. I right-click on something, and I can't delete it. I don't, hold on. No, that's copy-paste. I thought there was delete. Hold on. There it is right there. Huh. Why couldn't I do that before? Okay. I love you.
Love you.
Bye.